Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Please, everybody, stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody.
Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
Your hands.
Lift your hands. You alone deserve the glory, Jesus. You alone deserve the praise.
Yeah. completely surrender. I give my life to you. I'm totally devoted, completely surrender.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministers. We bless God for each and every one this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Enter into his gates, to his courts with praise. Hallelujah, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you, Almighty. We glorify your holy name. Lord, we thank you. Lord, thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up this morning, O God. We thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours, O God. We bless you, O God. We thank you for watching over our children, watching over our grandkids. We thank you, Lord, that we dwell in the secret place, your secret place. We abide. We live under the shadow of your wings. So we thank you, Lord, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. Lord, we give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We bless your name. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Adore you, O God. From the bottom of our hearts, we are here to say thank you, Lord. Psalm 145, we will extol thee, our God, O King. We will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will we bless thee. And we'll praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of thy glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfies the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh to all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, give ear to my words, O Lord, because my meditation, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall I hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy host in the multitude of thy mercy. In thy fear will I worship the Lord, thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouths. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sculpture. They flatter with their tongues. Destroy thy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou wilt bless the righteous with favor. Will thy compassion as with a shield. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Hover over every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. And let the light of God begin to shine. Let the light of Christ begin to shine in us. Hover over all the dark areas, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, cleanse us, Holy Ghost. Cleanse us, Holy Spirit. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn everything in us that is not of you, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot everything that is not of you, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit. But let the fire of the Holy Spirit uproot everything, destroy everything. Bring them to ashes that is not of you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, empty us of ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, empty us of bitterness. Empty us of pride. Empty us of unforgiveness. Empty us from the things that will hinder our relationship with you. Empty us from evil thoughts, O God. In the name of Jesus, empty us from negative sayings in the name of Jesus. Oh, cleanse us, O God. Cleanse us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O God. The blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the earways. Release the blood of Jesus over the cyberspace and network. Release the blood of Jesus over this service. Release the blood of Jesus in our homes. The blood of Jesus in our environment. Release the blood of Jesus in our children's home. We release the blood of Jesus. The blood that gives us strength. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen us through your blood, O God, in the name of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. Their homes in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father. We cover our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We cover our grandbabies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we cover our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be better things than the blood of Abel, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, the blood that gives us strength. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father God, we took every cell, every tissue, every organ and system in the blood of Jesus. Any sickness, or disease, or illness that is in our bodies, the ones we know of and the ones we do not know of, any abnormal cells, in the name of Jesus. Father God, release the blood of Jesus to uproot every sickness and disease, even the ones that hitting, oh God. We uproot the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. We uproot the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. We speak healing to our bodies. We command our bodies to come into alignment with the word of God. Oh, Father God, let our bodies, our physical bodies, come into alignment with the word of God, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, let everything that is order in our physical bodies come into order in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Father, have mercy that we on us because we have not taken care of our bodies like we should. And so, Lord, we ask for mercy, and we ask you, oh God, to cleanse our bodies in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our bodies, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless your name, oh God. So, Spirit of the living God, let the light of Christ begin to shine in every area of our lives. Oh, let the light of Christ shine in every area of our children's lives. Let the light of Christ shine in our spouses' lives. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let your light shine that men may see the light of God, the light of Jesus Christ in us, and come to glorify Jesus Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, release your mantle of evangelism upon us that we will go out into the world and let all of us know about Jesus, preach the gospel in and out of season. Let us live lives that is pleasing to Almighty God, for we might be the only Bible that someone may read. So, Father God, let us be accountable, oh God, for what we say, what we do, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name, because, Father God, what we say, what we do can affect generations yet unborn. So, Father, let us be sensitive to the other, to the next generation after us. In the name of Jesus, not only the next generation, but up to 10 generations, let us be sensitive. Let us be sensitive in the name of Jesus. We come against every form of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We cancel every darkness in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. We break ourselves loose from the clutches of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of Almighty God. When the enemy came against us like a flood, the Spirit of God raised up a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, we put all our trust and hope in you. The battle is not ours, it is the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, give us strategies, oh God, divine strategies, divine plan, oh God, to defeat the work of darkness. Teach us how to pray, oh God, the right way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, the right, Father God, the prayer, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Oh, Father God, help us to walk in your righteousness. us to do. Help us to be obedient to your word. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we uproot everything that is not of God from our father's side and from our mother's side. In the name of Jesus, we are, oh, Father, uproot everything that is not of Almighty God. We break every evil covenant in the name of Jesus. Oh, we enter once more again. Oh, the covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are his sons and daughters in a relationship with him because we have received Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. So, Holy Spirit, continue to lead us. Continue to guide us. Continue to show us the steps to take and the steps not to take. Continue to teach us. We humble ourselves. We surrender to you, Holy Ghost. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, you told Moses, take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy ground. In the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to take off our shoes when we come into the presence of the Lord. Lest you will not hear our prayers. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, your word said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man will see the face of Almighty God. Lord, we want to behold your face. We want to worship you in the beauty of your temple. Oh, Father God. So, Father God, help us to walk in holiness. In the name of Jesus, being truthful, be honest. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, oh, God. Have mercy upon us. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy upon our children, our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our siblings, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, your mercies are new every morning. O Father God, this morning, O God, we come dressed and ready. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren, everyone under the sound of our voice, O God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, O God, to send your holy angel to be with us 24/7, doing your biddings in our lives, doing your will in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, send your holy angels to war on behalf of us, war on behalf of our children and our grandchildren, oh God, war on behalf of our spouses, oh God, our siblings, our nieces and our nephews in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the victory, the victory, the victory in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the cross. We thank you for salvation. We thank you that you won victory. More to Lord than the seed of the woman crush the head of the serpent. According to Genesis 3:50, we thank you, O God, that all your words are yes and amen, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to be close to you. Help us to move closer to you, to have a more intimate relationship with you, O God. In the name of Jesus, let us be connected to you, Almighty God, by your Spirit, O God. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah Jireh, you provide for us, we say thank you. Jehovah Nissi, you have a banner over us, we say thank you. Jehovah Sikunu, you are our righteousness, we say thank you. Jehovah Shalom, you are our peace, we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name, hallelujah. We lift up the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. We adore you. Hallelujah. We give you glory, O God. And so, Father, this morning, be a shield, wall of fire around us, and the glory within us, O God. Thank you, Lord, that whatever the enemy has planted in the sun, the moon, and the stars, whatever the enemy has enchanted against us. In the name of Jesus, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. The heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars. Father God will hear only the word of God for our lives. In the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus to blood every negative evil incantation that has been spoken to the ordinances against our lives, so to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And Almighty God, let the earth hear the voice of Almighty God. Let the earth hear the voice of the Almighty God. Let the universe, yeah, the voice of the Lord concerning our lives and our destinies in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior. Thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you, Lord, that you love us. Thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love. Hallelujah. We desire to do your will. So, Father, we bless your name. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. May your presence be with us 24/7. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We bless God and we thank God that you are here with us this morning. Hallelujah. God is no respecter of persons. He loves you unconditionally. Father, as I bring this word forth this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ, Jesus, that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you and we bless you. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen. Last week we started on 2 Chronicles 7:14, And I'm going to resume to this. The Lord brought this to my attention. I won't keep you long. We'll be out of here soon. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. But I want you to be sensitive to the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Hallelujah. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you have a first name. You have a middle name. You might have a middle name. And you have a surname. God showed me this morning. Hallelujah. So I want you to look which name really tells about, or of your three names, if you have three, four, which name tells about the character of your family. Which name? When somebody hear your name, it's your last name. It's so important when we're looking at the things from the world perspective. When we even look at things from the heavenly realm, names are extremely important. So when things happen, always say whose daughter is or whose son it is. Your surname, basically your surname comes from your father. Maybe other cultures might have it different from what I'm saying, from what I know personally. Your surname comes from your dad. Hallelujah. And this is where people will be able to identify you. When they be able to, because they look at the name, what's your name? What's your father's name? So sometimes they don't even pay attention to think about something that may have happened 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Sometimes you receive kindness from people because of your generation, your ancestors, your name you carry bears a weight, your last name bear a weight. And you don't want to bring shame. We always say, I don't want to bring shame to my father. Because why? The father is the seed. The father, men carry the seed. The women carry they have a womb to accommodate the seed. So being that seed is extremely important, carrying the name of your father. You know, a lot of people don't pay attention to that. Hallelujah. If you want, and so what I'm saying to you, if you don't want to bring shame and disgrace to your father, because what? Your earthly father, because you carry his name. And anything you do that is contrary, being disrespectful, rude, or anything, it affects you, it affects your family, it affects you. Everything we do have a ripple effect on our family, on our friends. That's why we have to be cautious. If my people who are called by my name, calling God shows us that if you call by God's name, if we're called, we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are engrafted into the family of Christ Jesus. What should we carry? That means we have the DNA when we receive Christ. We receive that DNA of Jesus Christ. Amen? In the name, what are the characteristics of Almighty God that you know of? The first thing you know, there's no sin in him. He's holy. He's righteous. He's faithful. He's God. Hallelujah. So what are we doing? We call by his name. But the life we live does not exemplify the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We call by his name. We say we Christians. We say we this, we that. But can anyone see Christ in us? Hallelujah. I want you to, that's why I long time, who are you marrying? Who's your father? Who's your mother? People thought it was a prejudice question. It's not. Because they want to know that characteristic of that family. Good or bad. If it's bad, you can pray against it. You can pray, you can go through deliverance or whatever, but it's extremely important because but the Bible said that two shall be one. Hallelujah. So what does God say? We should be one in him spiritually. We are here. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of the Father. Jesus said, well, my meat is to do my Father's will. So be called by his name when we receive, we got to do his will. Walk in his way. And do all that he's called us to do. He will not leave us comfortless. The Holy Spirit is there to lead, to teach, to empower us. So the name is important. It's extremely important. Hallelujah. Look at the characteristics. Give me your name, your last name. Look at the characteristics. That's what people do genealogy. Because when you look at the characteristics, some people's families suffer from diabetes, this different, this. Even just the DNA, the biological DNA. And the traits go from one generation to the next. We praise God that medical science have come a far way. But the things that has to do with our soul has to do with Almighty God. We have to, the Lord, take this cup from me, but nevertheless, let your will be done, not my will. And so to be called by his name, we should possess his character, exemplify his character in the name of Jesus. That's why when you look at 2 Chronicles 7:4, that's why it looks strange, because they're called by the name of God, but yet it's still, they're rebellious, and they still do what they want to do. And this is why, you see, if my people who are called by my name, you see humility and you see prayer. And tomorrow we'll go into seek my face. What does it mean to seek the face of God? You see, there's so much to do before you even come to forgive their sins. You got to do one, two, you call by his name. Number one, you have to humble yourself. You have to pray. Hallelujah. And then you have to seek his face. Behold, it says, seek him. And not only you will seek him, but you will turn from our wicked ways. Then you will, the heavens will be open, and he will forgive our sins and heal the land. So tomorrow we are definitely going over seek his face. The name is very important. When you go out, remember we represent the kingdom of light. We represent Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let him look upon us and say, oh, I am proud. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. And we bless your name. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for the word that needs, bears weight, oh God. Let us not take things for granted. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. We adore you. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the mark of Christ. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And let us not lean on our own understanding, but let us lean on Christ. Let us surrender our lives to him. And let us allow the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we trust you. We love you. We adore you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your teaching. Thank you, Lord, for your impartation. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of Almighty God, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, in his name, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
When you praise him, anything is possible. Anything can take place in the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Come on, do I have some worshipers in the house tonight?
There's something.
I don't know about you, but I know.